A reflection on sacrificial love and godly submission. Ephesians 5:22 28. The Apostle Paul gives us one of the most challenging yet beautiful blueprints for marriage, modeling it not after human convention, but after the divine mystery of Christ and the church. This passage is a powerful call to both wives and husbands to lay down their rights and take up the cross, prioritizing their spouse's holiness and well-being. The call to submit, faith in the unseen, Ephesians 5, verse 22-24, and 1 Peter 3:1-6. The call for wives to submit to their husbands as to the Lord, Ephesians 22, is often met with resistance or misunderstanding. It is not an invitation to become a passive doormat, but a posture of faith in Christ's ultimate authority. When submission is practiced as to the Lord, it means that your obedience flows first to God, trusting that He is sovereignly working through the structure of your marriage. This obedience is often most difficult and most powerful when the husband is imperfect. Peter speaks to this very struggle, urging wives whose husbands do not obey the word to win them over without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct, 1 Peter 3:1-2. This godly submission is demonstrated not by grudging compliance, but by a quiet, unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is highly valued by God, 1 Peter 3:4. Submission, especially when it's hard, is a powerful act of spiritual warfare and a testimony to your faith in Christ. The command to love, Christ's immeasurable standard, Ephesians 5, verse 25 and John 15. The weight of this passage falls overwhelmingly upon the husbands, who are commanded to love their wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, V 25. The husbands are called to self-sacrificial love. It is not a license for abuse, control, or self-interest. To grasp the magnitude of this command, recall Jesus' words in John 15, where he describes the source of his love. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love, John 15, verse 9. Husbands are called to love their wives with the same cleansing, protective, and self-denying love that flows from the Father, through Christ, to us. This is the opposite of demanding service. It means actively serving, protecting, and prioritizing the wife's spiritual and physical health. The husband is called to be the primary sacrificer, ensuring that his leadership is one of giving, not taking. The beautiful and godly outcome, Ephesians 5, 26-27. When both spouses accept their profound, Christ-centered calling, the wife submitting with reverence, and the husband loving with sacrifice, the result is something transcendent. Christ's goal for the church is holiness, and this passage reveals his goal for the marriage. He did this to present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or anything like that, but holy and blameless. 27. The godly marriage relationship, built on sacrificial love and respectful submission, becomes an active process of sanctification. This daily dying to self, reflecting the gospel in your home, results in a beautiful, holy, and blameless partnership, a tangible picture of Christ's relationship with his church. The ultimate outcome is not merely personal happiness, but the mutual building up of one another into the likeness of Christ. Reflection. Which part of this divine blueprint, submission or sacrificial love, feels the most challenging for you today? Commit to relying on the Holy Spirit to honor your spouse in that area, knowing that He is working in your marriage to achieve a glorious, spotless result. Father, thank you for today, for this gift of life to live anew in you. We know that you are perfect and holy, and that all your ways are good. Please give us the grace to live according to your instructions, that wives would submit to their husbands, even when it's difficult. But even more important, that husbands will live a life worthy of your calling, to love their wives as you have loved us. Let our marriages glorify you as we await the day to be presented before you. In Jesus' name, amen.